a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
Now.
Grab your popcorn, kids.
It's Tom, Lingy and Loggy's
I Feel Seen
on K-Rock and Action.
This is back, as Tom mentioned before, thanks to Stan.
Yeah.
You two will act out the scene of a movie. When you are finished with your acting, you will say, and scene. And then it is up to me to guess which movie is being acted in front of me.
Tough one this week.
And because of the quality of the acting, you're expected to basically guess straight away. Because we will transport you directly to that scene.
Mm.
I'm not sure that's going to be the case this week.
Oh, no, you'll be fine. Can I just say, too, on the topic of Stan, these guys keeping me hanging, keeping me waiting. This show, Population 11, I don't know if you've seen the ads for it. It's the guy from Superstore, the main character from Superstore. You watched Superstore, didn't you, Ling?
Yeah,
he's got a new show, and it's like set in the Australian outback. So it's like Last Stop Larrimer, but a comedy drama, I think. And he ends up in the outback.
Manager from Superstore, like Glenn.
No, the main character, the young guy.
The young guy. Yeah, gotcha.
So he's in Australia, and like the ads have been rolling around on my stand and on the radio as well.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on, bring it on. And I went to watch it the other day and I realised it's not out till tomorrow. So guess what I'll be doing tomorrow.
I know already.
Population 11 on stand. But anyway, they didn't pay me to say that. That's just where I'm at in life. I have a movie scene to reenact.
Are you ready, Tommy?
All right.
Let's do this. Okay.
What are you doing here?
I'm coming with you.
Did you bring your rollerblades?
I literally go nowhere without them.
And scene.
Okay. I'm going to say Barbie.
Yeah. Well done, mate.
What are you doing here?
I'm coming with you.
Did you bring your rollerblades?
I literally go nowhere without them.
No, we didn't do the fun.
No. Thanks so much for putting in a lot of effort with that one. It was very well noted. Not only did you get the trailer for the sound grab there, and then it went for 2 seconds, the actual script. I really appreciate you boys putting in the effort.
I told you, Tom, that Loggy would pick apart our choice of scene.
Originally, I was like, is this Biodome? But you're like, I never go anywhere without my rollerblades or whatever. And I was like, that sounds like a 90s movie. No.
Write that one down. Not happy. Not happy with the.
No, you're right. You did a lot of work there. Well done, guys. But where's my praise for getting the movie right?
You were too busy bagging us to hear the winner sound effect.
Thank you. I guess we're all winners because you acted it out so well that I could get it.
Yeah,
and I did get it. So
yes, you're welcome. You had quality acting in your presence.
Thank you.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is not here, it's only on stand.
It's Tom, Lingy and Luggies.
I feel seen.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on stand.
K-Rock.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Tom, Lingy, Loggy and Brad Johnson joining us for The Jump. Thanks to Prestige Jayco Geelong, your local Jayco dealer. Open 7 days. One of our faves here in the studio is Cat's great Tom Stewart. We've got him on the line this morning as well. Morning, Tom.
Good morning, everybody. How are we all?
We're good.
Very well. Thank you, Stewie. Thank you for joining us. Reigning Vest and Fairest winner, Log.
Yes, exactly. Now, this is very exciting, of course, because the Vest and Fairest, every year, you get not only the medal that says K-Rock this year. There was a bit of confusion the year before that the R was left out. It was just the big K-Ock medal. and also you get a cheesecake or a cake of your choice, which is great. But yesterday we were chatting to Maxie Holmes and we were just like, hey, it's very exciting, isn't it? Around the club, everyone's talking about the Vest and Fairest back again for this year. And he said, what?
What is it?
So, Tommy, what are you doing? Yeah. Tommy, you haven't taken the medal into the club? What's going on?
Nah, don't read too much into that, guys. There's you know, Max is just a very young and naive young man. I'm
He's definitely getting zero votes this year.
Okay.
All right. No matter how much he dominates, Jono, you are not to give him a single vote. He did play pretty well, though, in the practice match, Stewie, against the Bombers the other week. So are we expecting a little bit of a... Maybe I won't say new look midfield because they've played a few games, but a youth led midfield this year. Max Holmes, Tanner Bruin, maybe a little bit of Jai Clark. Is that one of the lineups we might see?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, one of our strengths this year in particular going in is we've exposed some of those young kids to some pretty important roles. As you mentioned, you know, Jai, Tanner, Maxie, Mitch Nevitt. They've always obviously had an opportunity last year to get used to AFL footy and find their feet, and now they're looking to solidify their position in the lineup, which I find really, really comforting and really exciting because there's some super talented kids there.
And Tom, can you give us a bit of an insight into your role? Will it change? Will you actually find yourself floating through the midfield a little bit more often?
I don't think so, Jono. as I put it to them, we've got plenty of talented kids that have obviously been playing midfield for a lot longer than I have. I think that was a bit of a break class in case of genuine emergency last year, and I don't think we'll be seeing me rolling through the midfield unless we get desperate or I can't get a kick.
You just run your own race anyway, Tommy, so you'll be okay. Can you can we dive into a little bit more with Max Holmes, because his first half against the Bombers in the practice game was outstanding. It was nearly 600 metres game, but it was more his speed that he brought to the team, which looks like a little bit of a shift if he does get the ball.
Yeah, I think... we're just seeing the natural progression for Max. He came off a fairly short run-up when he actually got drafted. He was obviously from a pretty high-end athletics background, and he's just progressing really nicely. I think there's a lot of those kids that are sort of coming through that are, you know, 22, 23, 24-year-olds that, as I said before, have found their feet at a level, and you start to see that confidence in their body and confidence in their ability to play the game at the highest level. So not only Max, but, you know, Shannon Neal and Sam DeConing, my big mate behind the ball, they've had really, really good summers, and they've set themselves up and given themselves a platform to play consistently good footy, which I think that's what we expected and what we anticipate from them as a whole group going into the season.
Can't wait for that potential matchup, Sam DeConing versus Max King, round one Saturday night against the Saints. Wonderful player, Sammy DeConing, have some big matchups this year, Stu. But hey, can I move to the weird opening to AFL season? Well, I say weird. Opening round, four games in New South Wales and Queensland. It was great to have footy back, but it also didn't feel like footy had fully started because there are a whole bunch of teams that hadn't started yet. And Thursday night, Richmond Carlton feels like more the traditional opener. Your thoughts? Did you like it? Did you not care at all because you were just so focused on Saturday night? What are your thoughts?
I think you've almost nailed it there, Lingy. I think it's an interesting concept. I think, you know, having that exposure to the northern states makes sense when the NRL isn't there, but as we saw on the weekend, they were there, so it was quite interesting to watch from afar. But I think, you know, when footy's back at the MCG on a Thursday night, I think everyone will get just that little bit extra buzz around the joint. You know, footy in Victoria is obviously where its heart is, and that's, I think, the true opening game will be Carlton versus Richmond at a packed MCG, which is, yeah, I think the best thing for footy, in my opinion.
And what will be packed is GMHBA Stadium
as well.
Tommy. This is going to be a different feel for the players in particular, with a packed Joel Selwood stand as well. More Cats fans in the house, which is going to be enormous. Taking on the Saints, how are you going to break down the Saints to take the 4 points home in the first round?
Yeah, I think it's really, really exciting. You know, it'll be an emotional moment for Joel and his family and all those that love Joel to see the stand be officially unfurled on Saturday night. I think we got a little taste of it against the Bombers a couple of weeks ago when I think there was only 11,000 people there and it felt like a furnace then. So that really excites us players. We want to put on a good show, and you know, St Kilda have been building for the last few years, and we expect their absolute best. You know, Ross is a pretty hard taskmaster with the way he coaches the team, but we expect a pretty highly skilled and fast St Kilda that we'll have to, you know, defend really strongly against and then ask a few questions back our way and give, you know, Jez and Hawk and Ollie Dempsey and Ollie Henry a look at the goals, and they'll be pretty tough to stop, I reckon.
It's going to be absolutely huge. It's been a long time coming. Geelong fans stoked and very excited to find themselves in the Selwood stand. We're actually running a deal at the moment. There's tickets still available. If you purchase a reserve seat in the Selwood stand and put K-Rock in as the code at checkout, you'll receive a free two-game MCG reserve seat membership valued at $70. T's and C's apply. Tommy Stewart, thank you so much for having a chat to us. All the best for round one, and hopefully you'll poll well in the best and fairest again.
Guaranteed,
maybe
guaranteed,
go back
Tommy.
To back.
Thank you very much, guys. I just know I'll definitely beat Max. So.
Tom Stewart from the Cats on K-Rock 955.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Now, this weekend, obviously, it was my sister and my new brother-in-law's wedding, which was great, great family event. And we were down in Werribee staying at Mum and Dad's for a few nights whilst we were up there for the wedding. And so I rocked up on the Thursday to Mum and Dad's. Jimmy came up on the Friday, and then we stayed until Sunday. On the Friday night, you know, when it's your sibling's wedding, you're not really getting much sleep the night before because there's so many things to do and everything, and it's kind of so one was really sleeping.
You want to be helpful. Yeah. Do I need to chase anything up?
Yeah,
you're worried about
right?
anything, I'll take care of it.
All that type of stuff. And then the same on the day of the wedding, right? You're kind of running around, you're doing stuff. So it was a big day, and the wedding wrapped up at 10:30, but by the time we got home and cleaned everything and blah, 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 you know, we didn't get to bed till late. The next day was the recovery, okay?
What time did that kick off?
That kicked off at 2:00.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's good.
So it was good, right? So, but it was really hot day. Mm. And, you know, Jimmy has been sick for the last week or so. And so he's been fighting like a chest infection kind of thing.
Good
so
that he went along to the wedding anyway. And
well, he wasn't contagious by then, mate.
But yeah. I also reckon he's brave. Like, he's been that sick to come along to the wedding, to stand up.
Yeah.
And he knew he had to be there and he delivered.
And he delivered.
Incredible.
He did deliver. So after the recovery, you know, we were all quite tired and that. But he ended up going to sleep in my old room at Mum and Dad's, and I was watching TV with Mum. When I came back, he was snoring so loud, and I was like, I'm not dealing with that. So I'm going to stay in Kim's old bed, right, which is across the hall. And so I was there, and I was on my phone or whatever, and then Mum went to bed. Good night. Yeah, sweet. And then Dad fell asleep on his couch, as he always does, and Kristen was asleep in her room. And then I see someone, like all the lights are off, and I see someone walk down the corridor, and I'm like, oh. Okay, maybe Jimmy's gone up to go to the toilet or whatever. And then they walk back. And then I thought, hang on a minute. When they walked back for a third time, I saw that this person was pantless.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Jimmy?
Jimmy was sleepwalking. Nude. At Mum and Dad's house.
Brilliant.
So
brilliant.
I've like jumped up. I'm like, that's a bare ass. So I've jumped up. I'm like, oh my God, where is he? Right? I found him. He had gone to step into the bath in the bathroom, and he was like sitting on the side of the bath, just like not knowing where he was. And I was like, Jimmy, are you sleepwalking? He's like, yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, all right. And then I was like, I got my robe and I like put it around him, because I'm like, Mum was still, she'd gone to bed, but she was still reading her book. My sister, I'm like, someone's going to hear a commotion and get up. They're going to see him nude in my house.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh my God, I got him with the robe. And then he was like, making all these noises and
what?
Stuff. Trying to get the robe off. I'm like, you're nude. We're at Mum and Dad's. Anyway, then I thought, maybe he needs to go to the toilet. So I'm like, do you need to go to the toilet? He's like, nah. I'm like, all right. So I put him to the toilet.
Oh my God.
Me and him, it's like a tiny little room.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to like squeeze in there with him. And then he does a sit down wee. Sorry, too much information. But I was like, fine. I can trust that. Sit down wee, fine. Then I get him up. I try to put the thing on him again. And he's like, nah. And he's like making all these noises, sleepwalking.
What?
I almost pushed him over nude because I was trying to get out of the little toilet with him. And then I had to put him to bed. Then I'm like, I'm going to have to put his undies back on just in case he sleepwalks again, right? He could be so embarrassed. So he's in the bed and I'm trying to put his undies on, and he just kept kicking his feet and laughing like this. And I'm like, I've got to get these undies on.
Incredible.
Finally got the undies on, shut the door, and I'm like, for the love of God. And
wow.
Then and Mum's like, what's going on up here? I'm like, Jimmy just sleepwalked nude in our house. And she's like, oh, he's a ragamuffin. My God.
Oh, my God. You can never leave the house with him ever again.
Ever.
Ever.
Again.
Ever.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6:00.